Your memories were false. Planted by none other than myself. The publican, the pub he owned, it never existed. You were sent out at my behest, unwary of the destruction around you. My demons gave you safe passage. Best of all is that Mr. C is dead. Caleb is dead. All through you. I apologize for tampering with your mind, Mr. Rats, but it was all I could do to get some application out of you. You're quite stubborn, you know. Mr. C, Caleb, was standing in the way of things, you see, and he needed to be done away with, as was Bernard. You know I don't much fancy folks who stifle my enterprise. You were just the man for the job. Once I rework your memory and blinded your perceptions to reality, all it took was some coaxing and gentle guidance to keep you on the straight and narrow. And the promise of wealth did not detract from your spurious zeal. Every event leading up until you awoke in the wood was but a mere illusion. A fever dream I planted in you whilst you were unconscious. I never took you as the fainting sort. With Caleb out of the way, I can now assert myself and appeal to a higher authority, without a middleman. From my humble beginnings in eminence as an acolyte to the top. No doubt you met one of my old associates in the catacombs. That's where we killed Bernard the first time. Ah, but I won't tarry with old stories a second longer. Thank you once again, Mr. Rats. Now, I will be keeping you here until I have need of you again. Perhaps I'll use you as an icon instead of Barnaby for...